Okay, so as I said in the post, I'm going to give you a rundown of the audio upgrades you'll be hearing in Bloodlust Anessa. Where it's possible, I'll let you listen to what I'm talking about, and if not, I'll just explain it. I don't want to spoil anything with the story or the position, so... If you're a Tier 2 patron, or if you've grabbed one of the short animation image set combos like Cypunk off the A3D store, then you've kind of already heard some of the changes firsthand, maybe not all of them, but I'll go ahead and explain how we create the audio for our animations first, and as I'm going through, I'll explain the improvements that we're making. So, the overwhelming majority of the audio in our productions is added after the animation is done. So, that's the sex vocals, the sound effects, the music, and the environmental ambience, and then any enhancing effects. The only exception to this is the spoken dialogue in the story scenes. For that, the voice actors will read through the script a couple of times on their own, and with those lines we create an audio clip that sounds like almost like a radio play, where you can listen to it and kind of know what's going on, but there's no sound effects, it's just very bare bones, and we give that to the animators to create both the previs and the final animation. And we'll tweak it too as well, so if the scenes come back and they don't quite sound right, we'll have the actors do a retake or two to make sure the lines just sound like the characters are talking to one another.
I've been eager to put it to good use, but...
You don't even know how to use that cock.
See? I told you.
Okay, so that covers all of our audio process up until production. We don't do anything else with the audio until post-production, so when the animation is done, or very close to being done, we'll give preview clips to all of the voice actors, and then they'll start recording their effects. So this is the area where we've probably improved the most over the years for a couple of reasons. One, the voice actors, myself included, have just gotten better with our performances. Maybe it's a combination of experience and practice, but the recordings and takes that I receive from actresses now and the ones that I produce myself just match the animation of the characters so much more closely than they did in the past. If you were to go back and listen to G4E, well, not listen, but watch G4E, you can see that the sex vocals don't match the animation nearly as closely as they do now, especially if you watch something like the Cypunk or the Lady of the Tower animation clips. It's just closer, and then part of the reason for that is also because we're editing more. We go through and we just cut the tracks and connect them a little bit more closely to match the mounts. And we do take some liberties here, just because too much realism can be boring. We want the sounds these girls make to be part of the fantasy, which is why, you know, Ariel can have a huge cock down her throat but still be like moaning in pleasure from the whole thing. So I actually have an example of that where we had Silky Milk do two different versions of the Lady in the Tower deep throat track. Okay, and that last clip there actually lets us jump into our next major upgrade for Bloodlust Anessa, which is not for every single sound, but for some sounds we've started creating our own original sound effects, just because we found with fluids in particular, the available sound effects that you can purchase from libraries, just they don't come close to what we need to have for 3DX sex animation. So this just means that we've been experimenting with a lot of different fluids and textures in front of the microphone, trying to find like the perfect sound effect for Serene's pussy or her mouth. The reason you can't record just actual sex for your sound effects is, one, you get a lot of additional sounds that you can't remove, so you can't isolate a specific sound. And second of all, the sounds aren't actually that interesting. Like, even if you take like a really big dildo and penetrate like a pocket pussy or a fleshlight with it. It doesn't create like a rich, interesting sound for our productions. It's quite repetitive and samey. So one of our go-to sound effects in the past for the sound of like penetration is actually the sound of a wet washcloth being like squeezed by hand. So that should give you an idea of how much like louder and varied and like distinct a sound effect needs to be in order to be sold as a sex sound effect on an animation. Because I'll show you actually an example. So that clip there was just one of our earliest attempts at making sound effects, and it's just a dildo and a lot of hand lotion, and you can see it's not very interesting. The next sound effect is closer to what we'd liked to achieve, but not quite there yet, but it'll give you a better idea. This one is blueberry syrup, and I won't tell you the rest. Okay, and the last thing to say about sound effects is just that we are now, and we've been doing this for all of the Patreon animations, is body slap sound effects, fluid sound effects, those are all in time with the animation now. We didn't do this in Royal Descent. It used to be that we would take a looping audio track and we would adjust it to the speed of the animation and then just let it go. Which meant there was sometimes like a too loud or slightly off sound effect. But now we're doing every single frame, so it just kind of gives every like thrust like more oomph to it, because the body slap and the fluid and anything else, like things like echoes and stuff, are all lined up perfectly now. So that's the last thing to say about sound effects. So the last major upgrade to the Bloodlust Lanessa audio is going to be that we are now editing in surround sound. Now it's not a true surround sound, it's like an artificial surround sound created through track panning, but it does allow us to add more layers to the environments, which means we can get a lot more detail into the scene without making it just like a cacophony. So you've probably, if you have a good pair of headphones, or if you actually do have surround sound headphones, you might have already noticed this with some of the Patreon clips we've done at the last few, but all of Bloodlust Lanessa will be edited like this. So I've gone ahead and exported the Cypunk audio from a little while ago, but without the vocals, so you still have the body slap and the wetness, but it's more so that you can listen to the surrounding area. Okay, and hopefully Patreon hasn't compressed this clip in such a way that all the details I was just describing to you can't be differentiated, so keep my fingers crossed. I think that's about it. I created this WIP update as an audio post specifically because I wanted to cram a lot of information into a small space, and of course now we've gone on for almost about 10 minutes, so maybe didn't quite achieve that depending on how you look at it. But if you have any questions, comments, suggestion for a sound effect, go ahead and leave them as a comment. And we'll have another WIP update for you next month. All right. Thanks. Bye.